This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
When it comes to the Democrats, it's all fake. Their GDP numbers, fake. We weren't growing at 4%. We were actually declining at 1.5%. Jobs, their biggest economic success, fake. 2 million of them were fake after the readjustment. Wage gains, say it with me, fake. Oh yeah, we had great wage gains. It kept up with inflation. No, it didn't keep up with inflation. And then they readjusted that too. Actually, it didn't keep up with anything. Yeah, they lost ground. You got poor. Fake. So is it any wonder their supporters are fake too? This is a phenomenon I've been keeping my eye on. And one of the greatest indicators that something was deeply wrong with Her Highness. Her Highness, that's what I call her, also known as Kamala Harris, was, remember that tour she did toward the end? Where she was pulling in some pretty big crowds. Looked like maybe 20 to 30,000 people, right? Like she was just pacing Donald Trump. Or was she? There's a guy online who is a geofencing expert. His name is Tony Saruga. Got a pretty big following. If you know anything about geofencing, it's how they caught an additional 1,000 January 6 protesters. You could put a fence digitally around something, find out which devices were there. We actually sell that here. Our advertising staff does, and it's powerful stuff. I mean, I've seen them sit across from somebody and say, somebody will say, well, you know, we're doing great. We don't really need advertising right now. And they'll say, but your foot traffic through your front door is down 40%. Your competition's increased. There's 15%. Want to know where they're coming from? And their eyes will get huge. We sell that. We sell geofencing. Somebody walks in your store and walks out and doesn't even talk to you. We can tell you who it was. It's pretty powerful stuff. Yeah, and anybody could buy it. And then it just comes down to how you manipulate it. He manipulates it. He looks at it. He cross-compares it. And the first time he did it, he found something fascinating. He looked at Kamala Harris's 9 big rallies in the final stages of the campaign. They were all over the country, from Michigan to Pennsylvania to Arizona, right? So not close driving distance. And he found out something amazing. 84% of the people, 84% of the devices, I should say, they're not people. The devices present at Kamala's rallies had attended 9 or more Harris rallies, or 9 or more Harris rallies, Antifa BLM protests, pro-Hamas anti-Jewish demonstrations, or pro-Palestinian protests. 31% of the devices at the Kamala Harris rallies in the final days of the election had attended over 20. And not close by either. I mean, this is not like, well, one in D.C. and one in Pennsylvania. I mean, there's driving distance there. They might live between. No, these are all over the country. These people are driving all over the country. Let me bottom line this for you, okay? They're being paid. The Democrats, grassroots supporters are fake. They can't turn out this many people to stand there in a field with them. So they pay them and move them all over the country. Well, it happened again. Have you seen the New York Times? Oh, they're so proud of Bernie and AOC. They're saying, oh, AOC, man, she's so hot right now. People love socialism. They love her. She's turning out crowds of 30,000 a pop. Really? Oh, yeah. No, they're huge. In fact, Bernie Sanders and AOC tweeted about their 34,000 crowd in Denver. claimed 86,000 people total over 3 days on three stops in disparate parts of the country. But did they turn up of their own will, or were they paid and shipped in? In other words, fake supporters. What do you think? Well, once again, Tony Saruga purchased the data. I've got this up on my X feed. And he triangulated the data. Here we go again, he writes. 20,189 devices at the AOC and Bernie Sanders rally. This is the new great hope for the Democrat Party. Still a large crowd, he writes, but not even close to the 30,000 quoted in Denver newspapers or the 34,000 quoted by Bernie Sanders and AOC. Here we go again. 85% of the devices present had attended nine or more Kamala Harris rallies, Antifa BLM rallies, Jew-hating pro-Hamas rallies, because these are highly anti-Semitic rallies. Those are the ones where the university leadership told the Jewish students, hey, you might want to stay home and go to school at home to be safe. Pro-Palestinian protests, same thing, terrorizing Jewish students for no particular reason other than Democrats are just hate mongers. And 31 had attended over 20 of the events. They're fake. Now, here's where this gets really, really interesting. For more insight into who these people are, in addition to GPS location data, they looked at psychographic and demographic data, scanning over 6,000 different databases like Bureau of Labor Statistics, Pew Research Center, all of that. And do you know what they found? Oh, this is interesting. The devices often surrounding those devices were associated with five Democrat NGOs. Here we go. Two of them, the Democratic Socialists of America, it's a 501c4 nonprofit, and the Indivisible Project, two of those were named by Elon Musk just last week as he claimed, I don't know if it's true, as he claimed behind the violent Tesla protests that we're seeing. Huh. Here's where this gets weird. And folks, my point here is Democrats Party, their economic stats are fake. Their supporters are fake. Now, listen to what he found. So remember, of the people who turn out for Bernie and AOC and all the Democrat media is like, yay, they love us. We're so popular. Look at how many people are coming to their rallies. Oh, everybody wants to be a socialist. They hate Trump. No. Again, for those just tuning in, 84% of the people that have been at these oligarchy rallies in the last few days against Trump that Bernie Sanders is putting on, 84% went to at least nine events that included either Kamala Harris's rallies, final rallies, Antifa BLM protests. Okay, now listen to this. Of the 84% there, those who go to all these all over the country somehow, 90% of them were working with one of five groups. The Disruption Project, Rise and Resist, Indivisible Project, Troublemakers, and the Democrat Socialists of America, all funded by Act Blue, which is under investigation by Congress because of the billions of dollars of what appear to be fake donations that have been run through them. You know where we're going to find it to bottom all this? I'm going to bottom line it. We haven't found it yet, but we're going to find it. We're going to find the tax money. We're going to find the billions run through the NGOs that went for enviro causes and then got moved through five, six NGOs and ended up paying for this. They pay for these people. They do. Because think about it. Who could afford to travel to Democrat events? 20,000 people to travel to Democrat events. That's all you do. You travel for Kamala Harris when she needs to rent a mob. Then you need a pro-AOC mob to look like somebody still likes the Democrat Party. So now you're traveling for them. And I mean, so you're going from Arizona to Denver. Yeah, they're not. They're paying them through Act Blue. So just, you know, a lot of the protesters are fake. Oh, by the way, each one of those five groups gets money from Act Blue, and three of them, guess where they get money from, or did? USAID. That's why those judges are demanding the money be released. Yeah, because they need it for their fake party. So Democrats made it clear that they and their very fake supporters, all 20,000 of them that they move all over the country, same people, whether it's Kamala Harris speaking or Bernie Sanders or AOC, whether it's Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, doesn't matter, same people. A lot of people asking, can you link me to the, yeah, it's up on my X feed. We first began talking about this last year. I don't know if you remember. It was fascinating. The same guy, Tony Saruga, who does this geolocation work, and you do it corporate, you know, to just do analysis breakdown of like who are your customers, how do you target them, where are they, that kind of stuff. Well, you can also find out who was anywhere, basically. And so he is able to triangulate those rallies. Came to find out that 84% of people at these Bernie Sanders rallies last few days, AOC rallies, were all either attended most of Kamala Harris's rallies or most to all of Kamala Harris's rallies and BLM rallies, BLM / Antifa rallies. There's some are love people. They're rent-a-mob. They're fake. Okay. So they need fake grassroots outrage. Otherwise, there wouldn't be any. I mean, people don't want Trend Day, Iraq, but they don't. They don't want it. Even Democrats don't want it. And it's Democrats getting all this money. I ran through the breakdown yesterday. If you just go through these judges' families, this is incredible. Judge Boasberg, who lives in a $2.5 million mansion on a $200,000 salary. How does he afford that? Oh, his wife. $300,000 a year for her NGO. Isn't that nice? What is his, like the whole family lives off the teat of NGO money. The daughter works for one. His sister and her husband funnel NGO funds out of the federal government and to other Democrat-run NGOs. Whole family. It's a total scam. You go on to the next judge, the transgender judge, the one who told Pete Hegseth, he's got to hire, have transgender people in the military or else. Her partner, who is also a woman, has an NGO and two other NGOs pour USAID and State Department money into about $300,000 a year, which seems to be the going price to buy off these people. It's the weirdest thing. Everyone around these judges works for the Democrats. I mean, you remember the same thing with the 34-count felony conviction. That judge, I mean, his daughter making millions of dollars a year doing fundraising for the Democrats. I mean, it's just so weird, the connection. But anyway, they need outrage in the streets or their money will get cut off by people like Doug Burgum. What Trump did yesterday was brilliant. It was absolutely made for social media. And he had each of his department heads talk about the waste, the fraud they're finding and what they're cutting. And it really makes the Democrats look silly for trying to firebomb, Austin Tesla dealerships over this. For instance, here's Doug Burgum, Department of the Interior, on the nearly $1 billion worth of pointless, useless surveys he cut.
One of those contracts was to do surveys of individuals, $830 million for surveys. A survey was like 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper with 10 questions that anyone's, child in junior high could have put together or AI could have done for free, $830 million. So that's one that we've stopped.
$830 million. I wonder what Democrat has that NGO. Look, this is why the highest end real estate in the entire country is in D.C. and around it. They just robbed us blind is what they did. Listen to this is the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Listen to what they were spending money on.
Even at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we've canceled a $300,000 contract educating on food justice for queer and transgender farmers in San Francisco. A similar contract we canceled in New York, again, educating transgender and queer farmers on food justice and food equality. We canceled a $600,000 contract out of Louisiana that was studying the menstrual cycles of transgender men.
I do not want to pay taxes this year. I do not. Folks, did you catch that? Food justice for trans and queer farmers in San Francisco. I'll be damned if you could find a single farm in San Francisco. You think you can find a farm in San Francisco? No one can afford to live there but rich white liberals whose families get paid by NGOs. Because nobody can afford to live there. Nobody farms in San Francisco. You couldn't afford it. This doesn't even make sense. Listen again.
Even at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we've canceled a $300,000 contract educating on food justice for queer and transgender farmers in San Francisco. A similar contract we canceled in New York, again, educating transgender and queer farmers on food justice and food equality. We canceled a $600,000 contract out of Louisiana that was studying the menstrual cycles of transgender men.
Okay. You know what this is? This is just silly. These are just Democrats who are just pocketing this money. And they're like, oh, yeah, me. What's hot now? Trans. Yes, trans in what is this? The agriculture department. Trans in farming. Menstrual food justice. Yeah, that's what I do. And what they do is sit on their butt all day in their very nice mansion. That's what they do with your tax dollars. They weren't done, no. Turns out Kennedy's been digging around at Health and Human Services, RFK. How many IT departments do they have where you work? One? Two tops? Guess how many there are at HHS? 40.
We have 40 IT departments, and we have 40 procurement, HR. None of them talking to each other.
Of course not.
We are, with Elon's help, eliminating the redundancies. We are streamlining our department.
Have you seen or heard anything there worth blowing up a Tesla dealership over? Worth killing Elon Musk or Doge members over? By the way, yesterday, Elon Musk, you know, politely asked the public, could you stop threatening to kill Doge?
A lot of them are just kids, you know, they're just trying to help out, and they're very talented. They could get jobs for millions of dollars a year.
Yeah, I bet.
Instead, they come here, earn peanuts, and get death threats. So thanks to the Doge team.
That's right.
They come here, earn peanuts, and get death threats. Because liberals are insane. By the way, Errol Musk, who is Elon's dad, literally said that overnight. It's one of the top 10 articles in the country right now. Errol Musk says he believes there's some kind of mental illness behind these attacks. But there is, sir. This is the mentally ill fringe of the Democrat Party. But you got to understand, okay? What is that mental illness? What is it really? It's when your reality is off, right? It does not match up a compute with what actual reality is. Is that not the kind of the heart of mental illness? Well, shoot, you watched CNN for 6 years. They will induce that in your brain. Everything you think is real isn't. It'll make you a little crazy. Anyway, by the way, Lee Zeldin says he eliminated $22 billion in contracts, most of which just went to Democrat Party officials and campaign activist donors, and Stacey Abrams, $22 billion eliminated.
$2 billion going to this NGO that Stacey Abrams was tied to. They received only $100 in 2023. And then the Biden administration gave them $2 billion. The director of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund saw his former employer get $5 billion. So $20 billion went to just 8 NGOs, and they're all pass-throughs. And then they were giving it to other entities. Many of them were pass-throughs. And what you have is all these extra middlemen, they're taking their cut. And the taxpayer ends up getting screwed. They're losing out on all this hard-earned money. They can't afford to have the federal government waste. The partnership with Doge and Elon Musk has been incredible at EPA. Their team is...
This is what the left wants to kill them for. Hit them over the head and whatnot, as Jasmine Crockett says.
Starting with on March 29th, it's my birthday. And all I want to see happen on my birthday is for Elon to be taken down. Yes.
Well, those of you who've been listeners to this show for a long time, remember my incredible frustration during the Rat Fink era. This is Rat Fink to me.
America faces a choice. This is Rat Battleground Fink. America. Here's Tara Servatius.